So my update videos are not getting pushed out at all. So we're going to just try a different intro, different setup, and see if that, you know, tricks the app into letting you guys actually see. It is December 18th. I have updates for today. If I do miss anything, please comment it. Gaza's water system has completely collapsed. In addition to the lack of water, some places in Gaza were without any fuel or electricity, further compounding the challenges faced by residents. Without fuel, the grinding mills are not working, so nobody has wheat, no food. Trucks coming from Egypt are offloading aid to trucks in Gaza, but without fuel, these trucks are unable to move and distribute the aid. An Israeli attack on Jabalia refugee camp has martyred 110 people. Homes in the Daraj, Tufa, and Shajia neighborhoods have been attacked by Israeli artillery shelling. Plumes of smoke have been emanating from the Al-Shifa hospital. At the time that I am reporting this, we have no updates yet on what exactly is going on there. But if you see this and there has been updates, please let us know in the comments. Yesterday, an Israeli airstrike targeted Nasser Hospital, and more specifically, the maternity ward. A little girl named Dunya Abu Mohsen was killed instantly. The shell penetrated the ceiling and directly hit her. Parts of her head and blood are splattered on the wall. As you can see, it is a brutal crime. Now, Dunya had both legs amputated, and she was receiving treatment in Nasser Hospital after she was injured when her house was bombed, which killed her family. That includes her father, mother, and her two brothers as well. Finally, she lost her life. The enemy killed Dunya and killed all her hopes. The enemy didn't send us any warning or evacuation order. The enemy didn't say anything before shelling our department. Four Palestinians, including two children, were killed in an Israeli raid on Farah refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. 35 Palestinians, including two women, were illegally detained overnight in the occupied West Bank. The far-right National Security Minister of Israel, Ben Gvir, vows to continue giving weapons to Israelis and Israeli settlers. And I have made several videos prior of how he is distributing permits to allow his close friends, his close buddies, who are also, you know, far-right members, to distribute guns without any proper training, and they're distributing it to people who are not passing the mental or physical requirements in order to own a gun. They are just giving guns out like they're candy. And these settlers, especially that they give guns to, have been using them to attack Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. And he continues to say that he will not stop doing it, no matter what political campaign comes up against him, no matter how many human rights groups try to stop him. He said that he is not gonna stop giving out the guns to anybody and everybody. So while he continues to arm Israelis and Israeli settlers, Palestinians are still not allowed to defend themselves in any manner. The UN is scheduled to vote for a new resolution today to halt the fighting in Gaza. But the UN has continuously proven how useless they are. Unless they are willing to enact certain chapters that allow for force to be used against Israel, then nothing's going to stop Israel from what they are doing. Netanyahu and all of his little colleagues have consistently said that no matter how the world feels about it, they are going to continue what they're doing. We must continue applying pressure from out here as much as we can. We must continue to talk about what's happening, keep our eyes on everything. Social media attempts to silence us. Western media attempts to silence us, but we will not be silenced. Continue protesting and continue boycotting. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.